How about if we start it by cheersing?
Cheersing.
I should chews on the ice.
Oh, excuse me.
Jesus. Gross. We're killing it today.
Cheers.
Right. Cheers.
What is this?
More entertaining than Invasion is.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking Invasion, Season 2, Episode 2.
Yes, the dry butter of science fiction movies.
You and your dry butter.
The hard butter.
Still nothing has happened.
Yeah.
So I wasn't here last week, so I had to watch two episodes this week to kind of catch up. And
he's still alive.
I'm still here. And I don't remember anything that happened in Episode 2. Somebody got in a pool. There was gross negligence with the child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some flashbacks and possibly a Sam Neill reference. Yeah, that's it. That's episode two. Thanks, everybody, for watching the show.
You know what's funny about this show? So after I rewatched some of our episodes from last season, kind of refresh my memory, YouTube starts serving me up other people who did Invasion reviews.
Do they like it?
And they were all, they were all from last, the last season, like 2-3 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
And no one's reviewing season two except us.
Uh-huh.
And when I go online to look at the publications that are reviewing it, all of them are like 2 out of 10. This is the worst show on Apple TV.
Fair.
And yet we're sticking with it. So
I don't know why.
Well,
I turned this on and I immediately wanted to go to sleep. And I was in the middle of the afternoon when I watched it.
Man, slow burn.
I would think they would understand from last season that they needed to up their game a little bit.
They showed more aliens.
There was a couple dead crispy ones.
What about the Asian ladies just throwing cocktails around?
Well, that was the first episode.
Yeah, that was more exciting.
Just pulling them out of her magic.
She had like 9 of them. Yeah. It was like an RPG game when like in Skyrim and you just open your inventory and you have a bajillion things.
Yeah, so we watched we talked about episode 1 with Tom last week because you were out of town.
Yeah.
I would love to get your take on the start of the season.
I think it has a lot of the same flaws that it had last time. And like what is going on with the Major Tom soundtrack for the aliens when she's talking to that one lady. And it's just like this weird squiggly thing. Like there's no explanation for anything that's happening.
Uh-huh.
I love the fact that now they are not only saying this is this place, Earth, but now we're in London, Earth, safe zone.
Safe zone.
Uh-huh.
And like that one in this episode.
I think that's where their whole budget went.
They're in Florida. They're in Florida at a barbecue, and it's like Miami, Florida, Earth, safe. And I'm like, you're literally in the shadow of a mother frickin' ship.
You're not safe.
And you're telling me
but
you're
it's
safe?
It's Trevante's sister's house, so we gotta make it safe.
We're
having
a barbecue?
We gotta have a barbecue.
Hey, Will Smith, I could have been at a barbecue.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we do synopsis for this show? Are we doing that?
He's doing it.
Okay.
Like we always did.
Yeah.
I know you've blocked it out. but I want to ask you. So in episode 1, we got introduced to a new character who's like kind of the leader of the movement.
The Canadian English teacher.
Okay. The question I had for you is, don't you think he looks exactly like the video game version of Joel from The Last of Us?
A bit. Yeah. Now that you mention that? Yeah. But he's a Canadian English teacher. Oh, that was the most unbelievable thing that I saw in the first episode.
That a Canadian was an English teacher?
No, that the Canadian army was really rude to that family.
Oh, they would have been.
They would have been like,
polite.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead, you can have some gas.
You know what? It's totally fine. Just go ahead and have a little bit of it.
Why are they Scottish?
Not right.
That's a boot, right?
You gotta be more French.
It's a boot, right?
Oh my God.
Just go take a little bit of gas for you. It's fine.
Can I offer you some maple syrup?
It would have been so nice.
How you doing there,
It would have been so nice to that family. Yeah. They're like, we completely understand.
Oh my God. It would have been so funny if they had been like trying to steal gas and then the guy comes out and he's like, oh no, it's fine.
It's
take what
you need. Yeah, take whatever you want.
And Anisha's there like 17 seconds. 17 seconds.
I mean, honestly, the Canadian army would probably have filled the car up for them.
Yeah.
But piece of shit Junior had to go steal it.
You don't need those tools. We'll fix your car up for you.
Gotcha. It's totally fine.
North Dakota.
we're looking for a family similar to yours. You don't happen to have
completely oblivious to it.
Yeah.
Do you guys know a family like yours?
It looks just like you.
It's not us. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Would you like a sandwich?
This became an episode of Norseman all of a sudden.
Canadian Indians or Norsemen. Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
We've got some donuts over here if you want some.
Quantum Cat said, "Why does Alex sound like a leprechaun?"
We gotta start channeling like
Canadian leprechaun.
It's like, what are you talking about, eh? I can't even do it. Yeah. I've listened to so many stupid European shows.
Sergeant Jim's going over the Tim Hortons. He'll be right back.
Don't you know, you knob?
I gotta start getting my Canadian. Shut up. Yeah, you hoser. Hoser. I gotta get
that would have made this episode so much more enjoyable.
I want the military to just be riding around on horses.
What are they called? Mounties?
Mounties.
Just Mounties all over the place. Glorious.
We should probably get into the actual synopsis.
Sure, yeah. Take it away, kid.
Oh, all right. So, for those of you who are new to our recaps of Invasion.
Why would you start here?
Yeah. But we break this stuff down based off of the characters as opposed to going chronologically through the show because the show just jumps all over the place. So this is episode 2 of season 2 called Chasing Ghosts. And we're going to start with everyone's favorite asshole, Trevante Cole. In the 4 months since his beachside picnic, Trevante has once again broken up with his wife and left L.A. for the greener pastures of Miami, Florida, Earth, where it seems yet another alien mothership is just chilling out in the atmosphere. Trevante is at his sister's place, and though food and supplies are hard to come by and rationing is in strict effect, Sister Trevante thinks it's a good idea to throw a party and burn through all their meager rations because the social fabric of the community is far more important than something as trivial as long-term survival. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sister Trevante's asshole kid Jordan almost drowns, and Trevante is pissed off that he has to save this worthless brat, but even more pissed off that the kid almost died after surviving because dying supports the aliens by giving them exactly what they want. Yes, through accidental drowning, the aliens win. After being an asshole to his family, Trevante fucks off to an internet cafe where the rules are you're not allowed to talk and you're limited to only 30 minutes of that sweet, sweet World Wide Web time. It seems Trevante is still kind of sort of interested in Casper's serial killer notebook and spends his free time trying to research Casper's drawings, looking for clues that might help defeat the aliens, you know, rather than telling the military about it and his experiences with Casper from season 1. Anyway, back at home, Sister Trevante kicks Trevante out because, well, he's an asshole. And Trevante discovers that one of Casper's drawings corresponds to a crop circle located in McCurtain County, Oklahoma, Earth. Yes, the same McCurtain County, Oklahoma, Earth that Jim Bell Tyson was from.
May or may not be a safe zone. We don't know yet.
So Trevante packs his shit and hits the road, driving all the way to Oklahoma, where he sneaks into a supposedly secure military base, gives a bullshit story about being transferred there, and then immediately gets arrested. After being put in jail by the new local sheriff, Trevante is incensed to discover that he'll have to spend the night in jail without his belongings, which he'll get back in the morning, and he can't read through Casper's serial killer notebook for the billionth time while he's chilling out in jail. Oh, the humanity.
Yes, the military got him, and he went to the sheriff's office and got put in the jail.
Mm-hmm. I think I blocked that part out.
Yeah, it's so silly.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Well, because the exciting part of his story happened earlier.
His sister kicked him out because she's so, you know, she cares so much that he's having a PTSD moment.
I was going to say, PTSD moment?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, okay. It was just him being an asshole, as usual.
That's par for the course, Trevante.
But wasn't he being like, you can't die, you have to do this?
He was like yelling at this unconscious kid child.
He jumps in the pool. Nobody asked him to, first of all.
He had a PTSD breakdown when he was giving his fucking kid CPR.
Mouth
him
out. His nephew.
He saves his nephew, gives him CPR. And then as soon as we find out the kid's alive, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking asshole kid? And everybody's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he's like, oh, what, am I the asshole? I guess I'll go to the store.
But yeah, more than that, he's like, don't you know if you die, you're giving the aliens what they want? They're trying to kill us all, man. You can't die.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I think that's a different show.
And the sister just freaks out on him.
Yeah.
Kicks him out, and he's like, fine, I'll go get some beer, which apparently is on the ration menu.
Well, the whole sister thing, so she's like, I'm releasing you because you don't really want to be here. You're still fighting a war, so you go fight the war, and when you're done fighting, you can come back.
Well, he's been staying with her because he broke up with his girlfriend again, or his wife, or whatever.
Liara,
right?
His wife?
Yeah.
Who cares?
He breaks up with her again because he's fucking exhausting. Mm-hmm. And so he moves in with his sister, and she's like, by the way, while you were out getting rations for 6 hours, the party's been over for hours now. I packed your shit, and you gotta go. You gotta leave. And he's like, oh, what? Because I yelled at your kid? And she's like, yeah, because you're volatile and we don't feel safe around you.
She also skips over the fact that he's the one who saved her kid's life.
Yeah, nobody else jumped in the water. Who was watching that kid to begin with?
And also,
how did he fall directly into the deep end?
There's like a bunch of people, all family, this kid, and then I just hear in the background, oh no, he fell in the deep end.
Well, here's why. Because whoever wrote it, uh-huh, thinks Trevante needed to rescue him so he could have his little PTSD flashback, and you know, just that makes more sense.
Okay. I was at a pool party with my kid yesterday, and there was a bunch of grown-ups outside. None of us were in the pool, but all the kids were, and every 30 seconds one of us would go, hey, is that okay? Well, and the mom would be like, oh, God damn it.
Also, the nephew, like, he's in his teens. He doesn't look like the type of kid who, after playing in the pool all day, would suddenly drown.
Right. He looked about 12.
Oh, you got a cramp. You got a cramp or something.
Are you defending this?
I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing to nitpick. It's just like, that kid drowned in the pool. It's like, okay, whatever.
So is this an asshole thing for me to point out that there's a stereotype that black people can't swim?
Oh my God.
And they make the black kid drown?
Nobody here was going to even touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, cut it out then.
That's usually something Vader does.
That's my area.
You're not making anyone else fall into a pool and drown. You're making the black kid fall into a pool and drown.
We're canceled.
I don't think I'm the asshole.
If he would have said
I'm not the asshole for pointing out. If he would have said
that, you would have been like, God damn it, V. And you would have looked at me and been like, cut it out.
She would have been.
If he had worded it sensitively, I would be all right. I'm asking.
What's coming next?
I don't think I'm the asshole. That's fucked up.
You know what's funny, babe? What? Is like that was going through my head when I was watching the scene.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the hard R's coming out here. What is going on with you guys? Jesus. Kind of a fucking crazy ass.
That's fine. Cut it out. I'm asking. Is that fucked up?
I'd be lying if it didn't cross my mind, but still.
I think that's fucked up.
Every one of you.
Jesus Christ.
It's not like I was like, yeah, drown that kid. I'm like, that's not cool.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
Okay.
Man.
I'm the insensitive asshole. Look at the insensitive asshole.
Jude, stay in your lane. Come on. Let me do that stuff. I don't care already.
I also like...
I'm actually surprised that you didn't ask the same question.
I like Trevante's plan to infiltrate this hidden military installation where he's like, yeah, I just got transferred here. Can I, like, go inside? And they're just like, oh, yeah, sure.
I still got my...
Come on in, it's fine.
Would you like some maple syrup?
No, this is Oklahoma. We've been waiting for you all day.
Would you like a horse and some corn?
Yeah, one was like, you want some barbecue?
What are you doing, you hoser?
He sneaks into this, like, weird kind of, like, greenhouse where, like, the military is keeping, like, all these weird aliens.
Because Trevante cannot just stay in his lane.
Yeah, like, he's like, I'm going to go, you know, like, he's waiting to meet, like, the sergeant to, like, check in. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then he, like, sneaks out and goes into, like, this greenhouse. And he's looking at all these, like, weird alien spores that they've collected and that I guess they're cultivating. And one of them happens to, like, move when he's looking at it. And he, like, backs up and, like, you know, kind of, like, makes some noise. And these two military officers come in, and the one guy who's never met Trevante before, doesn't know him, because the other guy kind of, like, waved him in to the building. He's like, you know, Fort Bragg, like, closed down, like, 4 weeks ago. And he's all of a sudden part of the conversation of Trevante sneaking in. And the thing that kills me is, like, once Trevante gets arrested and put in jail, he's like, what do you mean you're taking my stuff away from me? I want that stuff. And they're like, you can get it back in the morning. He's like, no, man. And they're like, you're in jail, dude.
What the fuck am I supposed to read while I'm in here?
Nothing makes sense. I don't think... I'm looking at my last watched, and I don't recognize any of this stuff.
Go because it was so mind-blowingly boring. I think I blocked
it out.
Yeah,
I'm looking. I'm like, I don't remember. I remember him getting his uniform out of his car.
Yeah.
Going to the checkpoint and the guy being like, "Road's closed, pizza boy, yeah. Go the other way."
Uh-huh.
And he goes the other way, and then I was like, I think I might have fallen asleep. Because I don't remember anything past that.
Oh my god, you missed so much.
I thought that was the end of the episode, I think. And I was like, oh, catch up with them next episode, I guess.
I turned this episode on.
Wasn't so bad.
Yikes.
I turned this episode on, and I immediately started playing with my phone.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah.
And next thing you know, it's 30 minutes in, and I didn't even care to rewind to see what I kind of missed.
Technically, you didn't really miss anything.
I know.
The only important thing that happened this episode is that we get back to Oklahoma. Where, uh-huh. Which is where Jim Bell Tyson.
God, I want us to just fucking get there already.
But it's like the entire first season, the first episode dealt with Oklahoma, and then it was like absent for the entire first season.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're finally circling back to that in episode two of season two.
You diabolical writers on this show.
Yeah. But you know what's funny is like a rule of writing is basically like skip the boring parts and get right to where the action is. And so like if competent writers were writing this, they'd have automatically just started with Trevante showing up at the military base, sneaking in and seeing all the weird shit that's going on instead of having to go through like all like, oh, I'm in Miami now. You know, last season I was in LA, broke up with my wife. Like this is all stuff that could have come out throughout the course of the season, as opposed to just like spending literally half this episode showing us that stuff.
Yeah. Like 30 seconds of dialogue. Like, oh, well, I moved back here. Well,
this is what happens when you let ChatGPT write the script.
Vader.
What?
Do you have a thesaurus word for us yet?
No, I'm having a hard time coming up with good ones.
So can I ask about the internet cafe military thing? So is the internet just down completely?
They're using Elon Musk's
Starlink.
They're Starlinking it.
Yeah. You don't think the aliens took that out?
Oh yeah.
Well, if you remember last season, the Drunken High Monk had really great Wi-Fi access.
Oh yeah. The what?
Mm-hmm.
The Drunken High Monk.
The who?
Who's that?
The chipmunk.
The best character from season one.
Oh,
that was.
Is he not in
this
season?
In season two? Well, we don't know anything about him. He's gone.
Yeah, but
you know, he's hanging out with Trevante's ex-wife and just in the bullshit characters that we forgot to put in this season.
But, she's like, I have PTSD from my relationship, and I need to just like commune with nature.
With and he's
like, would you like some chips?
Yeah. So this was like kind of like a weird, kind of like set up internet cafe where you saw like all these cables and servers in the background and stuff like that, and people are just kind of like sitting there checking their email or doing whatever. And I guess like, you know, the Wi-Fi access or whatever just in general is down and you need to go to these specific locations in order to get to the internet. It's never explained really what's happening. Like they're like, in episode one, they're like 30% of the earth has like alien spores in the air. Mm-hmm. And like, you gotta be careful. And in last season, it's like, all critical infrastructure is like shut down, and now it's just like, oh yeah, we have some internet cafes in the safe zone, like you can go to.
Well, there's these giant spaceships that are just kind of hovering in the sky. I'm sure it's blocking signals.
Maybe.
Me?
Well, I mean, you know, what's funny is like in season one, they had to wait until they triangulated the alien spacecraft before they could nuke it out of the sky. With these big motherships, you can see them, right? Mm-hmm. So like, why don't we just nuke them? Again,
I don't think that works. Didn't they mention something about that in this episode? Or like,
I mean, fool me twice, shame on me.
They literally brought one of those things down with one nuclear weapon.
That's true.
And it crashed in the Amazon.
In the Amazon.
Why don't
that's
they?
His, that's the ship that they're going up in their in this pee hole to get into.
In the first episode.
Yeah.
Why don't they gather all of the kids who have seizures?
Speaking of, what happened to that kid?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we're going to get to that in the next episode, or in the next storyline.
It might as well be the next episode.
Yeah. So the next storyline is a new one. It's Jamila Houston, otherwise known as Discount Zendaya. Discount Zendaya keeps having dreams where Casper talks to her, so she decides to leave the hippie communist commune her doctor mother moved them to grow food and survive the apocalypse in, and backpack to London, which has been completely evacuated because of alien spores. Some police try to rescue Discount Zendaya from the evils of downtown London, but Discount Zendaya is like, nah, bruv, I'm good, and runs and hides behind some evil alien spores. The police put a breathing mask right on top of some spores yeah. for her, because fuck her. But Discount Zendaya takes the mask anyway and makes it to the hospital where she last saw good old Casp. Discount Zendaya then becomes Discount Nancy Drew and discovers that Casper wasn't actually dead, only mostly dead, and was transferred to a hospital in Paris at the behest of the World Defense Coalition. She then goes to a refugee camp trying to find Casper's old mate, Alfie, to let him know that Casper is still alive before she heads to Paris. And Alfie and Casper's other friend, Darwin, decide they're going to accompany Discount Zendaya to Paris. How do they plan to get to Paris? Easy. They decide to go to their favorite bully Monty's house and steal one of his sweet muscle cars and drive to France. When they get there, Alfie and Darwin fight over which car to steal and get caught by Monty and his little sister, Penny. Turns out they're both squatting in their shitty parents' place, hoping that their shitty parents will come back home from vacation and find them. Rather than keep subsisting off of canned cherries or something, Monty and Penny decide to join Team Casper, and since Monty is the only one who kind of sort of knows how to drive, they all pile into a Jaguar and start heading towards Paris. What a cliffhanger of an ending.
I've been watching Alex's face the whole time you've been synopsing, and you didn't watch any of this, did you?
I didn't see any of this. I think I fell asleep and didn't realize it. I've got it pulled up right now. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, I think I fell asleep at like the 15-minute mark.
Did you, I don't know, have something? Did you fall into a coma? Did you have a seizure?
Maybe. I'm rewatching. I have it on my phone right now. I'm looking at like where I might have left off, and I think the last thing I remember, there's 15 minutes left of the episode.
Oh no!
Yeah. So I didn't see any of this.
You missed the best parts.
Apparently, I missed some kids fighting over which car to steal.
Yeah, that's it.
To drive to Paris.
Yeah. None of them know how to drive.
Listen, what would have been a really freaking cool idea if that's the direction you want to go? We're going to go to Paris. There's a tunnel that goes underneath the English Channel. You imagine if you were on foot, because the trains are all down. You got a bunch of these freaking kids on foot climbing through this like super dark tunnel all the way across. That would be scary.
So I got this image in my head that we were going to go Fast and Furious. Because there's four kids and there's four badass cars in that garage, right? And none of them know how to drive.
All four of them are just going to go for it?
They leave the driveway and immediately all four of them crash into each other and then they have to take that tunnel.
Well, what's funny, Vader, you kind of inadvertently did this, but the kids refer to Fast and Furious. It's like, haven't you ever seen the Fast and Furious, bruv? You don't need to know how to drive a car.
It's all about family.
I just want to see Jeremy Clarkson pop up somewhere.
Yeah. I'll live my alien invasion 1/4 mile at a time.
The thing that killed me about this storyline is the constant movie references where they're just like, you got to Jedi this shit. And, they're constantly referencing movies. And it's just like, these are so much better movies than the show that we're watching. Stop referencing them.
That sounds fascinating. I gotta go back.
This was literally the most boring episode of Invasion. Like, the most boring and pointless episode of Invasion.
Of the entire series
so far.
It was two storylines and...
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, Alex, I think you're good. You don't have to
welcome back to Invasion, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the same complaints we had last season? We were like, how long are they going to be in this hole for?
We could just watch the trailers for each episode and then come talk about it.
Like, if you condense this episode down to just, like, the important bits that happened in the story, 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Easy. Like that's all the time they would have needed to communicate that to the audience.
Trevante knows that Sam Neill is in Oklahoma.
Right, Oklahoma. Ooh, I need to go to Oklahoma. Boom. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then the kids
military is harvesting spores for nefarious means.
I did see this part. Where she was getting chased by those two cops. And they were like, oi, kiddo, you got to come back. We're going to take care of you. You got to go this way. She's like, I'm going this way. And they're like, we're going to just leave this mask
they
here.
They set it right on top of the spores.
On top of the spores.
Yeah, they're like, save yourself.
Whatever you do, don't touch the spores.
Mate, you're totally going to kill this kid, right? I've got it.
Also,
use this mask.
What's funny is these police are in like full headgear.
Yeah.
And then the minute they run across a spore, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, we can't get close to that shit.
That's the unsafe zone.
Yeah. But this kid's totally fine. She's walking through it. Is that even going to happen to her? Is she going to like grow a third leg or something?
They haven't really told us what alien spores in the air do to us, right?
No. Were they in the first season?
A little bit.
They were alluded to in the last second to the last episode.
Well,
I'm yawning. I'm sorry.
Well, the spores are the way in which the aliens are terraforming the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, okay. Like, there was a scene, I believe it was episode 9 of season 1, where Anisha and the piece of shit kids are in the forest.
They just wave the bullshit device at it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bullshit device.
Yeah, the magical bullshit device, which basically, like, made the spores kind of, like, retreat so that they could walk through the forest, even though it doesn't make any sense. Like if you step on the spores, are they going to attack you or something?
Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah.
They eat you.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I found this entire episode extremely banal.
Ooh, it's banal.
It's banal.
No, I like banal, man. Banal's the way to go.
I'm going to go with banal and stodgy.
Ooh, I love stodgy.
Oh, ooh. It's real stodgy, mate. Yeah.
Stodgy and
real banal. Stodgy.
Yeah, this cupcake.
It's a bit stodgy.
Not scrummy at all.
That's a wee bit stodgy. Yeah,
that's
not good.
We all watch British baking show, don't
that's
we? Right.
Mr. Hollywood. Shake my hands.
Baby blues.
Oh, man. Well, these kids really are stupid, aren't they?
Yeah, like, I can't believe that they're bringing back all these, like, worthless teenagers from the first season.
even the bully.
Yeah.
The one nobody
and
really
they,
gives
they added
about.
A new one who's even younger.
Yeah.
His sister.
And she's the most competent of all of them.
This is the Goonies crew.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It is. It's the Goonies crew.
Guys. There's going to be a Goonies reference in the next episode. Okay. I guarantee it.
We got a little girl, the young. We got this. It's very diverse, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's super diverse.
We need Gizmo, the Asian dude with the
gadgets.
The gadgets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God, they did.
It's Goonies mixed with Fast and Furious.
They're recreating the Goonies.
Oh, that's the best version of Fast and Furious ever. I'm saying with absolute sarcasm. Fast and Furious, but kids.
And they're going to rescue Casper.
It's all about family.
In one car.
About family. It's all about
Fast and Furious Junior.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, but seriously, how it would have been so much more fun if they would have had to walk to Paris underneath the tunnel, and it was like creepy down there, and there's like aliens hiding out,
and there was like zombies.
Something, people who got like eaten on the train,
like Last of Us, hybrid
28 days later,
human body zombies.
Yeah, what happens to people when they get hit by the spores? We don't know.
Zombies,
zombies. Let's introduce zombies.
Yes,
I hope this show introduces something.
We can make the show way better.
That you can't just watch the entire episode and then be like, I don't remember that happening.
I'm looking at it right now, going, nope.
Well, you guys probably don't remember our last recap of the storyline.
Is it Sam Neill?
Jim Bell Tyson. He's still dead.
Still dead.
Frickin' Sam Neill.
What are you going to do if he comes back?
I'm going to say, about frickin' time. there's a movie on Amazon Prime with Sam Neill and Christoph Waltz that I started watching last night. Let's see if I can find it again. It's some weird magic movie.
You paused the show and then you were like, I'll wing it tomorrow. It'll be fine.
Oh, man.
I am shocked at like how little happened this episode.
Oh, it was really bad.
It was like an hour-long episode
of nothing
happening.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happened, but like you could have condensed all that stuff into like 2 minutes easy.
Can I please have some ketchup on my nothing burger?
Just a little bit of flavor. We're not asking for much. Invasion.
Yeah.
But it is funny because, like, I've been watching some of, like, the recaps, or not watching, but reading some of the recaps that publications have been making of this. And every single one of them, more and more, is coming to the conclusion that this is the worst show
on Apple TV. We're covering the worst show on television.
Welcome to the party, folks.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Took them long enough.
Come out to the coast.
We'll have a few laughs.
We're not going to have any laughs.
No. We're going to make the laughs that we have are us making jokes about the Canadian Army being super nice to the people that are terrorists.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, would you like a beer?
Gosh. Are you guys cold?
Do you need some more weapons?
It looks like you only have a couple of hand pistols, you know.
It's impossible for us to do a Canadian escort. A Canadian escort. I can't even speak. We can't even do Canadian accents anymore.
Yeah, we can.
No, you can't.
Totally fine.
You're not doing Canadian.
Totally, yes, I am.
This
is exactly what they sound like, don't you know?
You lived in Canada? That's how you would talk?
I mean, I just watch Norway. No, that's more like doing something like this, you know. Okay. And
there's another good show. It's just our random not us accent. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's our not us accent.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I
fun.
Like, I like it.
But yeah, the Canadian Army needs to be nicer. That would have been more believable.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious. This show should really lean on the comedy.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it knows how.
I don't think it knows how to do anything.
It's boring, dull, and drab.
But why though? Like, it's an alien invasion. How is that boring?
I don't know.
There was zero invasion in this episode.
Well, there was some crispy wall crawlers on the street.
Yeah, crispy ones. What happens if you take the dust from the crispy ones and like rub it on you, or like, do you become immune? Do they not know who you are anymore? If you just walk around like a starfish, do they think you're one of them?
Yeah, what happened to the big starfish thing?
The big sneezer thing? He could have just hoofed it to L.A. by now.
They don't have those in the
back. They forgot.
He was hanging on to the same plane that Trevante was on.
Just on the bottom of hilarious. It. Just following him around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I just love how people keep kicking Trevante out of places. This guy's an asshole.
Take the hint, man. He's what?
A drab.
He is a drab.
what's funny is when we were watching this, like, Trevante saves his nephew, and Jude's immediately like, why does he always have to be such an asshole?
He's an asshole.
Literally, he brought the kid back to life so he could be an asshole to him.
Yeah.
He's very irksome.
Why are... Love it. Keep going. Why are people still inviting Trevante anywhere?
Because he was family, I guess.
It's all about family.
It's all about family. I don't know. I don't understand this show.
Why do you hate your drink?
I don't hate it. I just can't drink it.
So in the next episode, we're going back to Mitsuki and
the
piece of shit family.
Can't wait.
I don't even know what to root for to have to watch of all of these characters.
Well, I spaced out. What'd you say?
I said in the next episode, we're going back to Mitsuki and the piece of shit family.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. And the Canadians.
You know, Mitsuki.
How did they get to Canada again?
Well, they started off in New York, and they just drove north.
They just went north.
Just drive.
You know, if you look out, you can see Russia from where they're driving.
What's the end game for them?
Oh, gosh, it's Russia.
Hopefully a fiery death.
What are we doing with this family? Are they going to give the shard to Trevante?
We're going to get a useless love story between
the Canadian English teacher
her and Joel.
And Joel.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then, and Piece of Shit Junior is going to go, diddle Joel's daughter.
Ketchup Girl.
Ketchup Girl?
I don't like how you said that.
How is that?
What, you don't like the word diddle?
I don't like it. They're not about kids.
They're not kids.
They're kids.
He's 27. What are you talking about?
I thought that was very interesting when she was like bleeding out of the mouth. Uh-huh. And she's like, it's just Heinz 87. I'm like, that's not Heinz, lady.
You didn't diddle when you were 15? Come on. It's when you fiddle diddle. It's when you learn how to do it.
I didn't diddle until I was 24.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, I don't even know what else to say about this show. It's just like, here we are again.
Yeah.
We're the only ones talking about it.
Remember how excited you were when you got that text message that season two was about
to start? Oh, I couldn't wait. Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I have fun talking about it with you guys. I wish I wouldn't have fallen asleep halfway through the episode, though.
Talking about this.
It's fun. Guys. I'm going to hammer down on the Canadian thing, though, real hard this
season. I think there's a few people that like listening to us talk about this terrible show.
Anytime a Canadian is mean to somebody in this show, I'm going to make fun of it.
Oh, can we drink? Can we turn it into a drinking game?
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah. Absolutely. What, every time a Canadian person's mean?
Every time a Canadian person's mean.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to be dead sober.
aren't all the movement guys Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know.
Well, they're in Canada, so they've got
to
be.
I do want to address, I think we're going to move on from the review part. I want to discuss this show just a little bit. Because we got comments correcting us a little bit, and I'm not going to pull it up, but there was a comment that said that the movement are not the same people that killed Piece of Shit.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Why does she think that they're the same people?
It was a comment in our thing, and somebody said that they weren't. It was just said they're different people.
So the people who killed Piece of Shit were the early version of the movement.
But yeah,
their militant kind of anti-government sentiment eventually morphed into what's known as the movement.
Just because you didn't have your cool name, this is still the same group of people.
It was hillbillies with shotguns.
Yeah,
but Joel's people are not the hillbillies with shotguns that were in New York that killed pieces.
It's correct. Not exactly. Correct. So it's not the same person.
This is a different group of hillbillies with shotguns. Yeah. These guys are more organized.
Affiliated with the same group.
It wasn't the same people.
Well, so not specifically. Keep in mind that the movement from season one ambushed a moving military convoy and took out American soldiers in order to, you know, for some reason, try to ambush the family and take that piece of alien metal. Mm-hmm. So, again, the show does a terrible job of explaining who people are and what they're doing.
And what their motivation is.
Why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but the idea here is that it was set up at the beginning of season two that the movement doesn't like what the world government is doing. And so, like, they're fighting back against them for some reason. And that's all we know.
Well, you know, you got to have some kind of anti-government thing going on. I mean, because government sucks.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be that guy.
That the government sucks?
I'm turning into that guy.
Turning in?
No, for real. It's like, I had this long discussion with my wife yesterday. It's like, I never thought I'd be like this anti-government weird, don't fucking.
Libertarian?
Yeah. It's really hitting hard. When I spent $20 fucking dollars for 3 milkshakes at Dairy Queen last night. I just about fucking lost
my mind. That's what did it to you?
Yeah. Weird shit like that. It's just like, it's impossible.
You can't. Not the corruption and lies.
No, it's like, my fucking peanut butter parfait costs $8.
You know, the $8 billion we sent to some other country for a war we're not supposed to be involved in.
Well, yeah, I do get all that shit.
You have to take this shot in order to go to work.
Yes.
It's not that, though. No. It was the milkshakes from Dairy Queen.
That's right. Hey, man. Let me have this.
All right.
Come on.
Have it.
Yeah.
Have at it.
I'm there. I'm with you now.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Hey, when the government starts rationing our supplies, like, let's just have a big party and blow them all and
one day after. Yeah. That makes total sense. Okay, I think we're done.
This is a very white bread show.
Ooh.
See, right there.
Uh-huh.
White bread.
I'm going to give this episode 5 stars for Jude's racist comments.
Wow. Those people just can't swim.
Don't fucking come for me.
They're coming for you. I cannot wait to see these comments.
Did anybody else notice?
And you know what? This is what's going to happen. If I had said it, it's staying in the episode. If you say it, it might get edited out. I don't know what, because we'll have to see how that goes.
I don't know, dude.
Was that not okay for me to ask?
No.
She was just referencing the stereotype.
She wasn't saying that's not what I do. Yeah. I never reference
you say shit as though you're the one who thought it up.
We also make fun of Canadians.
Is the Canadian shit we said okay?
Because
fuck them.
Because they're white people like we are. We can make fun of our own people. Now go diddle off.
Okay? I don't like it.
I don't like
diddle. All right. We're going to finish this up. Let's hope something happens next episode. Probably not.
Nothing's going to happen. No.
Probably not.
Or
we may get a new David Bowie song.
Yeah, maybe. I was just going to say, maybe.
No,
maybe.
That song has to be in every episode.
They pay for the rights. They're going to use it.
Yeah. She's going to feel a lot of pressure when she goes into the ship.
Pressure. The whole crew just starts dancing. Yeah. And like, oh man.
Their memories get wiped and they don't remember that they danced to it.
Yeah.
But Alex, you really don't remember that Hinata is part of the hive mind now.
Who?
The Asian astronaut from
swimming in space.
From first season.
She's part of the hive mind? I thought she was dead.
So she's
that's who the alien butthole is.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's Hinata.
Her personality?
Yeah.
Why is she erasing people's memories then?
Well, hold on. So both Casper and Hinata joined the alien hive mind in season one.
Uh-huh.
So they're part of the hive mind. So the aliens were basically erasing people's memories. But then when Mitsuki showed up, Hinata, who's part of the hive mind, recognized her.
And played the song.
And played the song. And she responded to the song. And so all the alien hive mind people are feeling what Hinata's feeling.
They were like, all the aliens are like, no, she's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So like, that's why it responded to Mitsuki that way, is because she's the alien hive mind's lesbian lover.
You know,
where's Sam Dillon?
This thing is so imbecilic.
I love that one.
It is ridiculous.
That's a good one.
All right. That's it for Invasion episode 2.
Thank God. How many more episodes we got?
Eight.
Oh, Christ.
We're not going to make
a lot.
It. We're not going to make it.
Just begun.
I mean, Jude's just happy we're not doing Foundation.
Yeah,
I'm not doing Foundation.
Did you see the new episode?
I've seen every single one.
It's pretty cool.
Stop talking
about it.
I'm a little bit behind, but I've been enjoying season 2.
I'm just glad we're not watching Roots or something this week. Because fucking Jude would just be off the rails.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to get out of here before we get canceled. Thanks for watching the review. Stay tuned until next week for Invasion Season 3.
Season 3, episode
3. Episode 3. Sorry.
We don't want to see Season
3. Can we please fast forward Season 3? It's Season 3.
This is
Samuel's actually in it.
This is the one time I'm kind of pissed off that we can't binge this thing.
Because,
you know, I do not like binge shows, but God, just fucking dump them out. Can we get this over with?
Yeah.
Please. I feel like I would throw myself off the roof of my house if I had to watch all of these episodes back to back. That would be
rough.
Well, I mean, you just fast forward through all the parts that don't matter.
Okay,
which is every part.
It's like 2 minutes per episode that actually matters.
That's what Alex did. He doesn't remember what
I fell asleep.
And he fell, and he kept up fine.
He really didn't miss anything.
It didn't matter.
He missed nothing.
I missed some kids being dumb. What's new?
Yeah, all right.
This whole episode was short-sighted and senseless.
Woo!
You know, so yeah, it was ridiculous.
Like when the kids started driving away in the Jaguar and then like, went to credits, Jude was like, that was it?
That was it.
I was like, they're ending the episode there? All right.
Family.
We're mine at this
time. Road's closed, pizza boy. All right, let's get that
out of here. Off this cliff.
All right, guys, stay tuned next week. The Invasion episode 3. I'm gonna do it every time though. It's gonna be hilarious. It's gonna be the funniest part of the episode. Bye guys. Adios. Stay salty. See you next week.
Things.
Maybe things will happen.
Unless we throw ourselves off the roofs of our houses.
My back hurts.